Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So, what's next? Are you going to run again?
I will likely run again.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Classified government documents found inside one of President Biden's private offices. The records dating from Biden's time as vice president.
Oh my God, okay, it's happening.
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And it's just totally irresponsible.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When you have sensitive documents that you need to flush down the toilet, you do that. Is that done in your office toilet or is that done in the bathroom, in the personal bathroom area?
I call Trump.
Well, well, well. How the turntables.
In 2018, Joe Biden addressed his access to classified information.
I don't have access to classified information anymore. I don't get briefed every morning by the agency, as I did for 8 years.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Just think about these words that you'd never thought of before, and you know, it's you never put these words in a sentence together, these three words. Biden think tank. The Biden think tank. You might think of a Biden drunk tank, you know, but a think tank?
What are you talking about?
This is really a funny story. It's an amusing story. You know, broke last night, and it's just, but it bears repeating. And the thing was, last night we didn't have this quote from 60 Minutes, the sound cut from 60 Minutes, which, I mean, once again, if it weren't for double standards, the Democrats would have no standards at all. And it's just so amazing that, you know, as you recall, there was the raid in, I think it was August, at Mar-a-Lago, and it was treated like it was the raid on Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. You know, the way they came in, they had all, everybody was armed. I think did they have a battering ram? They've had a battering ram on some of these missions, shields, helicopters. When they went against Roger Stone's house in Broward County in Florida, he has a creek or a canal behind his house, and they had amphibious landing craft like it was D-Day. And his wife is deaf, and he's got this old dog, and they were scaring everybody. But you know, Joe's the, and the thing about it is, Mar-a-Lago is protected by the Secret Service. They just built a new wall recently to keep people out of there, whereas these Brandon documents are in a 10-story office building, which, by the way, on the roof has a function hall. They have weddings on the weekend in this building. I mean, security is not tight here. There's no Secret Service, and they got all these secret documents. And now remember what it was like when the FBI raided the documents. Merrick Garland, the corrupt Attorney General of the United States, former federal judge, would-be Supreme Court justice, goes out there and says, "All we will say is what I'm about to say now and what our press release says. There will be no leaks from the Justice Department because that's not the way we operate." And so, of course, you immediately knew. I think I mentioned it on the air. But
very fake news.
That we already knew what was going to happen, but if he's saying it, it's probably already in the works. And sure enough, before the show even ended, there was a story in the Washington Post that there were nuclear secrets. Remember that? There were nuclear secrets that Trump had taken. And there was speculation that he was selling some kind of nuclear secrets to the Russians or the Chinese or the Iranians or somebody. And there were actual nuts. I don't know if they were on the networks, but they were at least had blue check marks on Twitter saying that perhaps this was treason of the sort that had ended, that had caused the executions of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg back in the early 50s during the Cold War era. And as it turns out, there was nothing there. Even the feds, as corrupt as they are, and they're all so crooked they need corkscrews to get into their pants in the morning. Even they admitted that there's nothing there. It was like you go to the Super Bowl, the Final Four of the World Series, you save the ticket stub. That's the kind of stuff he had it there. You know, a letter from Little Rocket Man, stuff like that. Mementos. Everybody has mementos. And that's what these were. And they were treating it like it was a high-grade espionage case. And, I mean, it was nothing compared to Hillary Clinton using a bleach bet, as it was called, to erase 33,000 emails that were under, by the way, congressional subpoena at the time. But so they're doing contortions, verbal contortions, last night on TV to explain how this is different. There are so many differences between the classified documents discovered in the closet of a unsecure office building, and the documents that were discovered that were put behind locked doors. At the request of the Secret Service, or the National Archives, I should say, at Mar-a-Lago, in a building that's protected by the Secret Service. There are differences. There's one difference. There's one difference between the documents, and we all know what that difference is, and they know what the difference is. The people who are saying that it's just a totally, totally different situation. The difference is Trump is a Republican, Brandon is a Democrat. That's the only difference. So there are no standards for Brandon, and he can get away with it. And they have to pretend that it's a national security crisis. And maybe forget sedition. We're beyond sedition now. That was the insurrection. We're on treason with Donald Trump. Because he kept an invitation to a state dinner.
But Hallie, I would argue Biden's is actually worse because he was just vice president. At least Trump was president. That comes with a lot of power, you know, declassification power. I'm not sure vice president comes with the same amount.
No, I don't think it does. And again, they were in a much less secure place than a lot of times, Grace, you know this, when you're at a wedding, sometimes the bride and the groom hire private security to make sure none of the presents get stolen, right? You have a lot of bad actors drifting in and out of weddings. Who's to say that some of these people weren't testing the doors at the MeTV Hazel Reminiscence Center at the Joe Biden think tank? You know?
Are you suggesting that some of the people at the Biden think tank are not on the level? This was a very high operating situation, Howie. Very smart people.
Officer Mark says that the Biden think tank, the gas gauge always reads on E for empty. Yes. Yes. Running on empty, as Jackson Brown's song goes. That's exactly. I mean, this is the biggest. It's a feel-good story. I don't know what to say. So This is the flashback that everyone's been playing since last night. As soon as somebody found it, this is from the Scott Bradley interview. He said so many absurd things in that. That's the one where he said COVID was over, and then a week later he signed an executive order extending the COVID emergency so they could keep giving the non-working class Democrats more welfare. But this is from that the 60 Minutes interview, cut 9.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself, looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How one anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
He's got a serious, did you hear that? That's his serious voice. Not a joke. Not a joke. Very irresponsible. And the other thing too is he hasn't been vice president since January of 2017. So this is 6 years. Well, they found him right before the election in November. But of course, there were no raids.
I don't know. Sometimes doesn't he still make himself vice president and Kamala's the president?
Kamala was the president. She periodically, most recently last week sometime, I think Thursday or Friday, he promoted her to president again. Yeah. But sometimes he's a congressman. He's been, I think he was a city councilor about a year ago in Wilmington. Yeah, he's had a number of jobs. 844-500-4242. I mean, you have to, you know, you can't just be angry about the news all the time. You got to appreciate these little gems that come about every once in a while. 844-500-4242-917. I like the gravity in Pelly's voice. Yeah, Pelly was a failure in a long string of post-Walter Cronkite failures as the anchor of CBS News. That's why they got about eight people now on 60 Minutes, because they every time they fire somebody, they just make them the anchor on 60 Minutes. It's just, what a... I'm glad the regular football season's over, because now I don't have to worry about keeping that remote right at my fingertips, so that I don't have to watch even a second of 60 Minutes after the late game on CBS ends. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are that you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. My journey is a walk every morning. Just the sun is coming up, and I like to have those Raycon Everyday Earbuds in my ear, so that I have some musical accompaniment as I take my walk for my free cup of coffee to the at the Breakers Hotel. It's just a great way to go through your day, and whether you're just doing your chores or taking a walk, or you know, even if you're doing exercise beyond a walk, if you're in the gym, you don't have to worry about the aimless chatter coming from the people next to you or the TV. Good Morning America used to always bother me. Don't have to worry about that anymore in the gym. You just plug in those Raycon Everyday Earbuds, and they're great. Yeah, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable for the new year 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me on that. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. Raycons are priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Some of the nice things about Raycons, three customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode, so you don't have to worry about being caught in a crosswalk with someone running a light or something like that. Raycons are going to make your days go a lot smoother. You'll enjoy them, and you'll wonder, why didn't I get these Raycon earbuds long, long ago? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English. He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
As I told one foreign leader who was with a different perspective than you and I have on world peace, and I said to him, I said, well, I'm lucky. I got Canada to the north and Mexico to the south and two oceans on either side. You've got, and I described his circumstance. And he just looked at me like...
I'm listening to it, and I'm looking at him like, huh? Two oceans on either side. I guess you could sort of say the Indian Ocean is next to the Pacific Ocean, if you really wanted to stretch it. But what's next to the Atlantic Ocean? As the foreign leader said. The Howie Carr Radio Network would like to express our condolences to the family of Dan O'Leary. He was the retired head of the English department at Harwich High School. He was the owner and founder of O'Leary Landscaping and Irrigation in Harwich. He started off with one lawnmower in 1980, grew it into one of the largest on Cape Cod. And Dan's sister, Maureen O'Leary, works for us at the Howie Carr Show. She's a very valuable and a beloved employee. And we would just like to, you know, say how sorry we are at the passing of her brother. He was also the brother of Joan. And also our condolences to his wife, to Dan's wife, Carla, and his children, Ryan, Sean, and Aaron. And he's the grandfather of eight. And very sorry to learn of the passing of your beloved Dan O'Leary. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is, what's the most important factor driving people out of northern blue states? High taxes, the weather, or COVID BS?
I know there are other things you could put in, like employment prospects or politics, but those are the basic three right there. And you know, the other subjects kind of fall into those three. I'm going to vote weather.
Only 13% say weather.
Really?
63% say high taxes and 25% say COVID nonsense.
I'm really surprised by that. The everything bothers me, and everything bothers everybody. But I don't know.
I think if we had done this poll question after like a good snowstorm, that would have been much higher. But we haven't had any bad winter weather here yet.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's been like a RKO Pictures black and white film starring Robert Mitchum for about a month, though, right? It's been gray.
It's been totally pretty gray. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what bugs me, and the sun setting so early. That's even worse than the cold, as far as I'm concerned. But that's we'll see how it goes. There was a story today about people leaving Illinois. Illinois is third behind New York and California in losing people. 141,000 people moved out. We may talk about this later on. Just why people are leaving and what was the final straw that broke the camel's back, or is breaking the camel's back, so you want to get out of it. 844-500-4242. By the way, another death. I forget, former guest on the Howie Carr Show today, Diamond and Silk. They're a very, very funny pair from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Diamond died today, or yesterday. Diamond was only 51 years old, and it's sad. They were great, and they cracked me up. We saw them at the Republican convention in Cleveland, and in 2016 they were working Radio Row, and we're very happy to have them with us for a while. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 203 says, if you had added liberal moon bats as a potential answer to the poll question options, it would shoot right up to the top. But do you really get out of the state because of liberal moon bats? I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe I should have put liberal moon bats in there. What do you think, Grace?
Yeah, I think that. Well, what are my other options? Can you tell me again?
COVID. Higher taxes, weather, and COVID BS.
Oh, I think weather for me is number one.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't COVID BS just another way of saying liberal moonbats?
Yeah.
Same with higher taxes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer in the weather can really just change your whole life. I mean, it just changes your mood. It changes your ability to go outside to exercise. So that's always been the biggest draw to me when I look at warm places is the fact that you could go for a walk. The fact that when you leave work, it's not pitch black.
Yeah. No, I agree. And you know, when you can see the sun come up in the morning, because it's not, there isn't cloud cover 9 months out of the year. You know?
Yeah.
They always used to say Seattle was cloudy. How much cloudier can Seattle be than Boston?
I think it's rainy too there, though, a lot. I watched a show once that was based in Seattle, and man, it looked depressing.
Well, that was before the homeless took over the city, too.
I mean,
can you imagine how depressing it must be now to be in Seattle?
Not fun.
All right, it's time now for Grace's News.
Yeah, and I have an interesting batch of stories here for you, Howie. I want to start with the debacle over the gas stove because we have an update. So there was a big commotion when a Biden appointed commissioner at the Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission said that the agency was considering a national ban on gas stoves because they emit harmful pollutants. Now this is from the New York Post, but he since backed off of that a little bit. He said, to be clear, CPSC is not coming for anyone's gas stove. Regulations apply to new products. For Americans who choose to switch from gas to electric, there is support available.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously they weren't ever going to come after your gas stove. But I mean, they've been saying this for a long time. I mean, all of these liberal places that we're talking about people moving out of, I mean, they have been banning gas stoves. They've also been banning natural gas heating systems for new buildings, haven't they? Some of these communities? I think Cambridge may be one, or at least considered it.
The only thing that surprises me about this whole story is I haven't seen that magic number yet in any of these articles, 2035. That's usually the year they set their sights on, you know? It's far enough away that they won't be held accountable if they don't make it, but it's close enough where it seems ambitious.
How many years have we got left, by the way, and under the AOC calendar? I know the world has already ended by, you know, some of the predictions of Al Gore and I think John Kerry as well. But how many years have we got left under AOC's calculations?
We got to be close to four, right?
No, I think it's more like maybe seven.
Oh.
7 years? So it's 7 years takes us only to 2030. So it's, yeah, I'll take that as a moot point. But you remember, what did Brandon say about the electric cars? We're going to have nothing but electric cars by 2150 or
no,
or 21?
I think it was 2035.
Oh, 30, that's right, 3035, right?
Yeah. So depending on who you're listening to.
I think that's doable.
Yeah, you either have a lot of time or you have no time, but there's no in between. Now, speaking of global warming, Howie, this will make you happy. World Economic Forum's Davos is set for record participation, which translation means record amount of private jets are going to show up for the global warming summit.
Did you see the story that the Boston Globe, it's a daily weather scare story. I think yesterday it was the farmers are saying, we now have the climate of New Jersey. And I thought to myself, don't they call New Jersey the Garden State?
That's true.
I mean, is that a bad thing to have the climate of New Jersey? Really? I mean, I don't believe it, but even if it were true, I mean, is that the way to scare everybody into, going back to Fred Flintstone cars?
By disparaging New Jersey?
No, if a state is a garden state, that means they can grow all kinds of things, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, the Boston Globe, it's hit or miss, as we always say here.
They're also very concerned about the fact that that this winter is very rainy, and very last summer, global warming was causing a drought. Now there's rain every day, just about, and they're very concerned about that because it's not snow. I mean, again, you have to be scared about everything.
I mean, not to go back to the weather, but it is weird how, when I was younger, Howie, I wanted snow so badly. Like, I just loved the idea of snow. And this Christmas, there were a lot of places that were getting snow. And where I am, you know, Milton, South Shore, around here, we just got hit with a bunch of rain. And I was so excited because I thought, if this were snow right now, it would be a cluster bleep. So I'm team rain. If it's rain versus snow, I'm rain all day.
Yeah. Goes down the gutter, you know. It doesn't turn gray, you know. They don't, you don't have to worry about it
eating still, it if it's yellow.
Still being piles of it in the shadows under the bridges.
He's not worried about driving in it or anything. He's worried about the aesthetics of the snow. Looks nice when it first falls, but afterwards it gets icky.
It does. It does get icky after a while.
Well, it does.
It does.
It does.
The Swiss town of
Gunner, don't eat the yellow snow. That's what I used to tell him every year.
And every year he would, you know, he would kind of have to think about it a little bit. The Swiss town of Davos will host 52 heads of state and government and nearly 600 CEOs. Are they going to have the CEO of the Howie Carr Radio Network, Howie?
I think not.
As the World Economic Forum hosts its annual meeting in the Alps next week. I got to get invited to at least one summit, Howie. These sound so luxurious. I'm sure there's goodie bags and buffets and free coffee and all that good stuff.
Grace, it's January, and they're talking about the Alps. That means it's cold.
That's true. And I'm sure you can't wear fur or anything.
Yeah, would you? Do you want to go somewhere? I mean, you're already in a cold place or semi-cold. I know it's not quite as cold right now as the globe has informed us. But do you really want to go somewhere where it's going to be cold?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't. There is no doubt that our 53rd annual meeting in Davos will happen against the most complex geopolitical and economic backdrop in decades, said Forum President Bourget Blondet. So I'm sure all the usual suspects, you know, John Kerry, Al Gore, maybe Prince Harry, they'll all show up for this beautiful people summit to talk about how the rest of us have to get rid of our gas stoves. Experts warn Americans how to prepare for looming economic crisis in 2023. So Bill Bonner, who actually went to school with the Fed chair, is predicting an economic crisis. He says it's looming. He issued what he calls his fourth and final warning about this. And a lot of people have been saying how 2023 is going to be really tough on people. I was listening to your Thank You, Brandon, yesterday. Prices are not going down. Everything is still very expensive. And Joe Biden does not, the man with the plan doesn't seem to have anything up his sleeve. He doesn't have a magic wand to fix this.
Maybe you should talk to Putin about getting some price reductions. Incidentally, there was a story on the Hill yesterday. I referenced it, a headline about how New England was paying record high prices for electricity. And getting back to the Globe, they were so shocked to read that electricity prices were going up. I guess their trust funds all pay for their electric bills. They said, if your electric bill is going up, will you please contact the Globe? We're working on a story about it. They didn't know. They read it on a publication in D.C. put out a story, and holy bleep.
I always love
this. Could affect some of the peons in the neighborhood.
I always love when reporters put that stuff out. I've done it before, too, for the show. Like, hey, if you know this person, reach out to me. But it gives you a real insight into what kind of breaking bombshell they're coming up with next.
Well, I understand that if you're looking for like a sort, you know, like if somebody, did you know Brian Walsh, for instance? I mean, that would be legit, right? If you
right,
and but I mean to say, have you noticed your electric bills going up? I mean, how do you not notice that?
They might as well have said, do you have bills? Do you have bills? Contact us. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. Traveling on vacation soon, bring your vehicle to Toyota of Portsmouth and get the proper maintenance done to get better gas mileage and safer travel. Book your appointment online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Now, Howie, this is something I meant to ask you about earlier. We've talked about Kevin McCarthy, and now he's Speaker of the House. But for a long time, there was conversations about, will someone run against him? Will he be challenged? And for the most part, you and I both kind of felt like people might, but it's kind of inevitable. This is what's going to happen. Now, I do think that the pushback he got and the 15 votes it required bode well for Harmeet Dhillon, who wants to take down Rona McDaniel as the head of the RNC. Because this seems like something within her grasp. Now, 27 major GOP donors are endorsing Harmeet Dhillon for RNC chair, and they say the party's on the edge of permanent irrelevance without a course correction, and they do mean course correcting away from Rona McDaniel.
No, I think this is a good sign. The Alabama State Republican Committee just issued a vote of no confidence in Rona McDaniel. By the way, Harmeet Dhillon is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's really good, and you know, you've seen her a lot on various TV shows, and I think she has a better understanding of what has to be done with this new mail-in voting universe that we live in. I mean, as appalling as it is, I mean, again, in most states, it's been approved by the legislature. You can't just rail against it. You have to begin operating under the new set of rules. And you can't just litigate it away as Jim Jones Lyons tried to do, you know, file a half-hearted lawsuit against it and hope for the best. And that's one reason why the Republican Party was crushed in Massachusetts. They didn't use the new ways, you know, soliciting people who are soliciting mail-in ballots, going out and trying to reach out to them and finding out if you can get them to vote Republican as opposed to Democrat. The Democrats spent millions on this, the teachers unions in particular.
And I also think when you look at Rona McDaniel and the spending that came out of the RNC, it's one of those situations, Howie, where if they were winning elections, nobody would care that they're spending thousands of dollars on, you know, needle-pointed loafers and ornaments. But when you're not winning elections, then people start to go, why are we spending thousands of dollars on needle-pointed loafers and ornaments? So now she's kind of under the hotlight.
These consultants who are telling them, here's your best 30-second TV spot, which, okay, that's okay to have a 30-second TV spot, but number one, only a fraction of people compared to the old days watch TV, and the Democrats are out rounding up these votes, these mail-in votes, and the Republicans are just saying, this is a good 30-second spot. And the guy from Wisconsin, the new head of the state committee out there, said, "So we can't go on going into election day 100, 200,000 votes down because the Democrats have pulled all these mail-in ballots out and we didn't do anything. We're just hoping for the best on election day, those 13 hours from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yeah,
and you know, I think that's Harmeet's big selling point that she's into, and she's the chair. She's the Republican National Committee woman in California, and they still have a disadvantage with the Democrats with all the illegals and that kind of thing. But you know, they've fought back, and they've retaken a lot of those congressional seats that they lost in the early days of mail-in voting.
Yeah, and I'm also just a big fan. I know it sounds simple, but if it's not working, try someone new. Like, what does it hurt? You know, we're losing anyway, so let's just try something different. What do you have to lose, to quote Donald Trump? Howie, that's it for me. Very much looking forward to hearing DJT Jr. coming up in the 4 o'clock, so I'll be tuning in for that.
All right. Thank you, Grace. You know that I love MyPillow's products, and I'm excited that they've created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towels ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get the Howie Carr special of 6 towels for just $39.98. They normally go for $89. The set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Wow. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie to get this special offer. Don't like them? Don't worry. You know that MyPillow has a 10-year warranty. And they just announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st, 2023. Happy holidays to everyone. I guess I got to cut that line out of the copy. But, yeah, happy holidays. What the heck? Happy Squanza. Get yours by calling 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials box to get deep discounts on other MyPillow products, too. Dry off with MyPillow's luxurious towels. I use one all the time. By going to MyPillow.com, and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. Mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Teresa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Teresa.
Hey. Hi, Howie. Good afternoon. It's going to be a long 4 years in Massachusetts with our new governor, who created, according to the Healey administration, Massachusetts is the first state in the country to establish a cabinet-level climate chief position. In this job, Hawker will be responsible for overseeing climate policy across every state agency.
Right. And this, by the way, this woman is not some kind of expert on climate. She's just an assistant attorney general that, some girl in the office, as Joe Moakley said of Virginia Buckingham when she was picked out of Wells' office to be the head of Massport. You know, I mean, what are her qualifications, Teresa, for this job?
Well, what I'm reading was, where was she? She is a fifth. Her qualification is that Melissa Hoffer has an incredible track record as a fierce climate advocate, said Kyle Murray, the Acadia.
You know what? If she's a fierce climate advocate, let her start by taking the bus to work every morning, okay? You know, put your money where your mouth is. Turn the thermostat down to 50 degrees when you get home at night. You know, Teresa, these people, these fierce climate advocates should lead by example, in my humble opinion.
Well,
but no, I'm sure she's already figuring out a way to get on a private jet to go to Davos so she can really do some fine dining and whining, whining, about people like us who don't want to give up our internal combustion engines. Thanks for the call, Teresa. Gio, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gio.
Hi. I wanted to talk with you about the difference between the Trump Mar-a-Lago papers and the Penn-Biden papers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So what do you think was the issue at Mar-a-Lago, and what do you think is classified in the Penn papers?
I don't think that there was a big issue at Mar-a-Lago, or we would have heard about it. We just heard them make up stories the first night saying there were nuclear secrets. But I think the difference is with the group NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, is run by a rabid anti-Trumper. And so he just wanted to embarrass Trump with his fellow Democrats in the deep state, and now they've discovered this Biden stuff. They didn't have a raid. They waited till after the election was over to minimize embarrassment for Brandon. I don't think either of them is a big deal. But, actually, I think the biggest deal of the three would be Hillary Clinton's 33,000 classified documents. I think that could have been a breach, a major breach. I'm Howie Carr.